Welcome back, Spencer.
World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Okay, I'm not a doctor, nor the son of a doctor, nor the husband of a doctor, nor the wife of a doctor, nor a child of a doctor or anything. But I got it from a very, 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 very good source that this stuff works. All right, folks? This ivermectin in this, it works. Now, I get it, got it, whatever, at what they call that thing. It used to be Quality Farm and Fleet, but I think they've changed the name of it. And in fact, I went in yesterday and I was talking to the guy at the Quality because they've started to put some of this stuff behind lock and key. I don't know if you know that. One of the reasons they've started to put it beyond lock and key is because the Food and Drug Administration doesn't want the Food and Drug Administration doesn't want you getting healthy, folks. And so they've taken this stuff now. You're lucky if you find it out on the shelf, which you used to find it out on the shelf. But I had a conversation with one of the guys where I bought some more yesterday. And he told me, he said, listen, you can get this stuff for $3.47. Ivermectin, for those of you who aren't watching, ivermectin, horse ivermectin. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you a recommendation. I'm just furthering on to you what somebody else told me, okay? Ivermectin, you can go and you go into these places where you get horse supplies or whatever, and you can find all kinds of ivermectin. It'll go from $3.47 to some of it was $18 yesterday for a tube. And they just had a few of these left. And I went in and I asked the guy, I said, hey, what's going on here? Which one of these things do I buy? And he said, well, sir, here's the truth. He said, if you look on every one of these boxes, it says the same thing. It says 1.87% ivermectin, 1.87%. That's what he said. It's on every one of these boxes. Now, he said, any box that you buy that says ivermectin on it, it's always all going to be 1.87%. It's all that way. He says, when you buy something more expensive than this, $3.47, he said, there are other things in there. You don't need those other things. If you just want the ivermectin, you don't need those other things. Ivermectin, $3.49 yesterday, I bought it. Okay, now, that's what it looks like. It's a tube. Stuff comes out of here. Little gel comes out of here. You take it once a week. That's for what it's worth, okay? And I got from a very, 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 very reliable source, even though the Food and Drug Administration, of course, they won't approve it. There's
Coach
nothing in
Dave,
here. There's nothing in here that will hurt you. Yes.
Coach.
I have a I ordered some of that from Amazon, and I bought 24 of 12 packs for like $2.80. So I'm going to sell them, and I'm going to make a challenge to people that they – if they want it, they can buy it for $5 or $10 or $20, and whatever I make off of that, $100 is yours for Big Sky or what your Sky High thing.
Yes,
so
sir.
If people can't get it, but they can't afford it and just want it, I'd give it to them, but it's going to be like a challenge. So I'm getting 108 or 288 of them.
All right. Awesome. And you got them on Amazon. Remember, yes. Folks, just ivermectin. It does. See, this says apple flavored. You say, how's it taste? It's got a little bit of a bite to it, but you mix it with peanut butter or applesauce, whatever, and swallow it, and it's okay. So I'm not recommending ivermectin, although I got a bunch, okay? And I got a bunch because who knows what's coming down the road, and we know it works. The Food and Drug Administration has now said ivermectin works, but here's what they want to do. They want to sell you a very expensive brand of ivermectin. You with me? Okay? I'm not a doctor. Don't take medical advice from me. I'm simply telling you what I do. Okay, got it. Now,
Coach, is
yes.
that's in a gel form?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, yes, and it actually tells right on the side here, it tells you there's the measurements. It tells you how much, 250 pounds, 500 pounds. It's for horses, right? Nobody is out there 750, are they? Okay, so but here's what I here's what I do. Okay, I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. I take a blob the size of my fingernail. That's what I do. I take a blob the size of my fingernail. I squirt out. I put it in peanut butter. I mix it up and I swallow. That's what I do. Now it's a dewormer. It's a dewormer. So it may you know it may clean out some other stuff. That's what I'm doing. And quickly, somebody asked me, so I want to make sure I do this again. Spencer, throw up there for us, but I'm trying to find it. The doctor thing, where is it? Down the bottom, myfreedoctor.com. Myfreedoctor.com. Folks, if you have any issues, if you're trying to get some hydroxychloroquine or you're trying to get some stuff, there it is, myfreedoctor.com. Yep, okay. I'm not giving you medical advice. But you can go right here. They'll do a phone call with you, whatever, and they will then send the stuff to your local pharmacy. Myfreedoctor.com. No, I don't get any money from it. No paid endorsements. It's just a good place to be able to go.
Yeah, Coach, and that'll also, what it does is it links you up with the doctors that are in your state. So I went to it last week, and it shows a whole list of all the different states, different doctors in the state, and that's who they link you up with because they're licensed to operate in your state.
Great, Kevin. Thanks, man. Thanks. Boy, I got some selfish stuff I want to talk about here real quickly, okay? Let me do a little bit of selfish stuff. Brighty on TV. Click on that, Spencer. I showed you guys this last week. This is the promo that I made for Brighty on TV, and I just want to play this, and then I'm going to explain something that's really – from my perspective, pretty exciting. Go ahead and play that real quick, Spencer. Hey, hi, friends. My name is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and boy, am I excited to be part of Brighty on TV that's going to be coming your way here soon. I know a little bit about the cancel culture. I was a high school football coach in the Columbus, Ohio area in 1997 when I was sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for having prayer with our football teams. Can you imagine that? Prayer with your football teams. All my time of 30 years as a coach at that point, all the years I'd played in high school and college, I'd never played a football game without a prayer. But in 1997, the American Civil Liberties Union came knocking on our door and went through a two-year battle with the ACLU for my God-given right to be able to pray. Well, shortly thereafter, I walked away from teaching and coaching. I didn't get fired, didn't lose my job, but went undefeated our last year of coaching. And walked away and started Pass the Salt Ministries. Comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, which says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses his savor, it is henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men." So I launched out into this new ministry, and I thought, I'm just going to get out there, and I'm going to try to awaken people to what's going on. The British are coming. That's what I was telling them, trying to warn pastors, trying to warn Christians. Remember, folks, this is 21 years ago. And here we are, 2021, and the cancel culture is alive and well. We begin our program, Coach Dave Live, Pass the Salt, Coach Dave Live, on Brighty on TV, Mondays from 11 o'clock till noon. And I hope that you'll tune in as we're going to try to show you that this battle that we're in America is a spiritual war. It's a battle that manifests in the natural, from the spiritual realm. That we have to begin to understand that what's happening to us didn't just begin here, that there's a spiritual component. We're a training ground. We're an area where you're going to be able to come and you're going to be trained, equipped, and mobilized to be able to fight back against the forces of darkness that are currently ravaging our community. If your community is going to change and my community is going to change, we better, first of all, know the enemy, understand how the enemy operates, and then be prepared to use all of the weaponry we have to fight back against those forces of darkness. Pass the Salt with Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, Coach Dave Live, 11 to noon, Brighty on TV. We have got to begin to push back against this cancel culture, and there's no better place to do it than right here. I hope you join us 11 till noon on Brighty on TV. Look forward to doing a little bit of coaching with you. God bless you. So here's a little bit of the, from my standpoint, a little bit of the exciting news. We launch August 24th, 11 till noon. And how about this? they asked me yesterday. Most of the programs are taped. Most of the programs are taped. You tape a program, you send it to it, they play it. And they asked me yesterday if I'd be willing to do a live broadcast, live on Brighty on TV. And how about this? I said, I will if I can take phone calls. And they said, oh, sure. Sure, you can take phone calls. So we're going to begin. We're going to be launched on beginning the 24th, although I think that's a Tuesday, 24th, Mondays. At from 11 until noon Eastern Standard Time, live call in on Brighty on TV. So I thank John Diamond for and Alan Keyes both for helping to open up that door that we get there. But let's just pray that thing expands, man. We need so much coaching, don't we? Don't we need so much coaching? Wasn't that short clip yesterday awesome about the Dead Sea Scrolls? Do you guys let me revisit that a second? I want you to think about the history of Christianity, the history of it. 6,000 years of recorded history, Old Testament, all that down there. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, in 1948, by the way, that would be a study to do of all the things happened in the world in 1948. Maybe I'll do that at some point. But in 1948, they discovers these Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, these Dead Sea Scrolls, people say, well, they're not really canon. The Catholic Church didn't really put them into the Bible. They're not the Word of God. But no. But they're extra. It'd be like picking up an old newspaper and reading an old newspaper about what was going on at the time. We found all of this unbelievable library of evidence about stuff that reinforces what was going on in the Bible. And here's what's really, really hard for us to shake our head. It's like today, right? We can't get it. Folks, 1948. I'm not talking 1848 or 1748 or 1648 or 15. This just happened in our lifetime that all of this evidence has been exposed. This extra biblical newspapers, if you will, Google, if you will, of what was going on around the world as the Bible was being written and lived out. And so this is so hard for us to understand that the Lord has enabled us to have greater confirmation of what the Bible talks about. But people struggle on it, see, because they say, well, that's not really the Bible. Let me ask you something. Do you really know who put the Bible together? It's the inspired Word of God. We'll all agree on that. Do you know who formulated it and put it together? Do you know who chose that they would leave this book out or they would leave that book out? Or was there any backroom dealing as to what part this guy he wanted the Book of Giants in the Scriptures? They said, no, we're not going to put it in the Scriptures. Said, well, listen, I'll trade you the Book of Giants for the Book of Jude. Oh, okay, well, you understand the negotiations maybe that went on behind the scenes. And so it makes people nervous because it sounds like I'm saying the Bible isn't true. That's not what I'm saying at all. Extra biblical text. In other words, books written about biblical time period. What was going on before the flood? We have texts that explain that. That's why this is so powerful. And that's why so many out there don't want to have anything to do with it. In the Book of Giants and my brain, Book of Enoch and all they do is further explain Christianity, the world to us. Now, you can do this. Say, well, I'm not going to listen to it. Well, you can do that if you want to. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to Google. That's what I say. The Dead Sea Scrolls are Google to me. So I think, God, what a time to be alive. Bible says there's nothing hidden and not be revealed. And the Lord's not going to let us be tricked and deceived. Not going to do that. And the Holy Spirit tells me as I read the Book of Giants and I read the Book of Enoch, there's a lot of truth there. Is every word of the Book of Enoch true? I don't know. But boy, there's a lot of truth there. A lot of truth there that helps us understand where we've come from and the times in which we live. Come on in real quickly, Kevin. I think it's Kevin. Yep, Kevin.
Well, Coach, I was just going to say, notice that most biblical scholars have no problem going back to the writings of Josephus to back up the New Testament. And it's the exact same thing. He was a historian back then, and they could take his writings and align it with the New Testament to back it up. It's the same thing.
So Kevin, when they say as it was in the days of Noah, wouldn't it be good if we knew what was going on in the days of Noah? Because we look at the Bible, and the Bible gives us a little bit of what's going on in the days of Noah, but it doesn't give us all of it, right? So the Book of Enoch does, and Book of Giants does, and a lot of them. So again, folks, don't read it as biblical text. Read it as what would you say? Common error writings. Explaining what was going on. That's the way I look at it. So I want to make sure I got that out there because I got a couple emails, that's not scripture. You know what I got, right? Goodness gracious. Read it. Let the Holy Spirit lead you to all truth, will you? My goodness. Lighten up, folks. Lighten up.
It's more data, right, Coach?
It's more data, Mark. Thank you. That's a great thing. By the way, folks, Mark Trump is this. Wow. This thing with currents and electricity and healing and all that stuff and God and frequencies. Mark Trump has put together, Mark Trump. He's going to unveil it on Monday, or I'm sorry, on Friday. Mark's going to do a show on Friday that's going to blow your mind. Going to blow your mind. Now, he told me, I'm not telling anything out of school. He had a long conversation with Doc Jen Rivera yesterday. Boy, she added some stuff to it back and forth. There's real, God spoke. There's power in the word, and it's a frequency. And that's why when you talk to some folks, do you notice sometimes how you go around and you begin? Thank you, Lord. I'll back up. I had a phone call yesterday with a friend of mine who's a doctor. No, it's not Dr. Tenpenny. No. This is another guy, local guy who's a doctor. And, he said to me, because I have to use the term woke. He's red-pilled. And he was lamenting to me. He says, Coach, I'm losing all my friends. I said, what do you mean? He said, I just can't believe how blind people are. I can't believe it. And he said, these are learned people. These are Christians. They're blind to it. Coach, he says, Coach, I start talking about some of these things go on, and it's like a fog comes over their eyes. They don't want to hear it. But Coach, I can't unsee what I see. I can't unknow what I know. He said, I've never been more frustrated in my entire life. So I said, well, brother, go to 2 Thessalonians. Pump that up there for me real quickly. Is this you? Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the gathering together unto him, that you be not so soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by the Spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Folks, at hand means imminent. Something that is at hand means you can get it. It's right there. You can get it. Doesn't mean it's soon coming. It's imminent. Anytime you need it, it's there. The day of Christ is imminent. It's at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now, how long ago was this written? 2,000 years ago, maybe? Says a falling away is coming. Soon, he said, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshiped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So we love to focus on the Antichrist. Is it Obama? Is it Hillary? Who is the anti? Listen, folks, stop it. Stop it. Watch. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work. The Antichrist spirit was already at work back when Paul's writing this letter. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. In other words, the Holy Spirit's not letting anything get beyond where it's supposed to be. But the spirit of Antichrist was already at work. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman, that eternal struggle was going on at the time of the writing of 2 Thessalonians. And then, after the Holy Spirit's taken out of the way, then that wicked will be revealed. What? Wait a minute. You mean that wicked guy's not going to be revealed until he's taken out? Till what? Huh. Until he who's preventing him from coming is taken out of the way? Huh. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. and he shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him who is coming is after the workings of Satan, with all powers and lyings and signs and lying wonders. And with all this, you tell me this isn't going on today, but it's been going on, just in a smaller scale, They didn't have the internet. They didn't have communication. They didn't have cell phones. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness of them that perish. Folks, perish doesn't mean die. Perish means run around without any direction. No restraint. It's a picture of a wild stallion. And so you're seeing right now today, people who are perishing around you. Not dying, but they're running around. They have no idea what's going on. They're going from here to there to there to there to there to there to there. To there, to there. Wow. Why? Because they received not the love of the truth. Dang. Just let that sink in. Do you love the truth? Do you love the truth? And our job, if we love the truth, is to defend the truth, to publicly show that we love the truth. Wow. Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, what cause? They didn't receive the love of the truth. What's going to happen? God's going to send a strong delusion. Who is? God. So that, you don't want to believe me? You don't want to follow me? You don't love the truth? Here you go, baby. Here you go. Open up and swallow. Sends them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. They believe Dr. Fauci rather than Dr. Tenpenny. Right? So it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And see, they couldn't be doing this stuff if you weren't rejecting the truth. And some of you are sitting in centuries-old dead churches, and you're not getting the truth. You know why? You know why you're still sitting there? You know why you're still sitting there? Because you don't have a love of the truth. You have a love of your church. You have a love of your pastor. You have a love of your fellowship. But if your church is not teaching you the truth, you're in an adulterous relationship. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Because what's going to happen to you if you don't love the truth? You're going to get a strong delusion sent to you. And you're going to believe that you have to take a jab and that you have to social distance and you can't work here. Oh, I'm all over it. I know you're not amen. And I'm all over it. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Unrighteousness just being anything other than the truth. They had pleasure in anything that wasn't true. But we're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you, Betty, to salvation through sanctification, spirit, and belief of the truth. And belief of the truth. Do you see that? God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Amen. Through Amen. Sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. You can believe a lie if you want to. But if you believe in a lie, then there's a strong delusion coming your way. Word unto four, he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you've been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and have given us everlasting consolation, good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. There is American Christianity in a nutshell, a difference. See, they don't have to delude the world. The world's already deluded. This delusion comes upon Christians who no longer believe and love the truth. That's what's happening. Somebody say, Coach, amen. Coach, that was a punch to the nose.
Amen. Coach, amen.
Right? So, see, we lose when Christians become deluded. I don't care if Fauci's deluded. I don't care if Chuck Schumer's deluded. I don't care if Joe Biden's deluded. What the hell's wrong with you? By the way, hell's in the Bible many, many times, that word. Many, many times. It's a delusion, folks. It's a strong delusion. Oh, my goodness. Go back up there, Spencer. I hate to tell you this. I hate to tell you this. It's a form of judgment. A little bit farther. Right there, brother. Huh? A form of judgment. And for the verse 11, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Why is he sending them strong delusion? They don't love the truth. God. I could go home right now. Why am I home? I could go home right now. Well, all right. I got to show you this. Don't miss Mark Trump Friday. I'm telling you, it's going to blow your mind. Don't miss him. I'm looking at my notes I got over here. Pull up my rant from yesterday. I feel like I got some email. Yeah, my phone rang more yesterday than any day. I asked Jared if he would, please, just put this two-minute rant. Folks, do me a favor. Share this. Spencer, if we can, put it in the chat. Folks, just share this. Share it with everybody. Share with everybody. Because then after I did it, I started getting the naysayers. They're laying out there, right? They can't wait to give me a hard time. And because I talk, well, you play it and then I'll show you something. Go ahead. Men, think of the men. Listen, I'm not going to say women, okay? I'm not going to say think of the men and women who laid down their lives. I'm going to say this. Think of the Americans, the Christians who laid down their lives, as Abraham Lincoln said, that this nation might live. Think of the people who died at Gettysburg. By the way, probably weren't very many women. See, that's part of that same damn politically correctness. I know some women died in war, okay? I understand some women died in war. I get it, okay? But would you be honest with me and agree with me that about 99.8% of the ones that died were men? Why do we have to say men and women die? I get it. I get it. Old people and young people. I get it. But men died. Men died. Did some women die? Yes, they sure did. God bless them. But it was the men who died. And ever since we feminized the military, and I'm not trying to make fun of any women in the military, but when we got to the point in America where we thought women could do the job of men, that's when things started to fall apart. Now, I know a woman can shoot a gun. I get it. I know a woman can be trained to be a cop. I get it. I get it. I get it. But I also understand this. Women are not men. And I heard it again this weekend. Where are the men? And anybody that was there would have to agree with me. Betty was there. I don't know. There was a dozen of us there. Was that room electric when I and Jamie Walden got done? Was that room electric when we were calling men to be men? That room was electric. Can't do that in church because women get offended. Women get offended. I'll be damned if I'm going to send my wife out when I can grab my son. I'll be damned if I'm going to send my daughter out when I can grab her husband. Something wrong in America, boys and girls. Something seriously wrong. Not that women can't do it, but that women aren't supposed to do it. Wow. So I got some emails on that, and this is how the Holy Spirit works, right? Because that rant just came out of nowhere. I just got to tell you, it just came out of nowhere. And I thought, boy, did I step in it? Did I step in it? Did more women die in war than I thought? So I went online. I thought I better check that out just so you all have a little bit of information. Right now, there's just over 1,000. Are you listening to me? There's just over 1,000 women who've died in war. In the history of America, just a little bit over 1,000. In World War I, 359 service women died in combat. 359. Mostly from battlefield influenza and aircraft vehicle accidents. Are you watching this, friends? See, they change our history, and then what? You don't love the truth, so a strong delusion comes, and you believe a lie, and then you have to say all the men and women who've defended us, when it wasn't men, women. It wasn't women. It's truth. It's not bigotry. It's not sexism. It's truth. Men did it. There's only 543 women who died in World War II. 543. And what does it say? Mostly from vehicle and aircraft accidents. 16 army nurses died from enemy fire. 16 army nurses in the entire Second World War. Korean War, 17 women died, mostly from vehicles or aircraft accidents. Vietnam War, only 8 women died. One from hostile fire, one from suicide, and the rest from vehicle and aircraft accidents. Gulf War, Operation Desert Storm, Desert Shield, 16 women died, mostly from vehicle and aircraft accidents and some from hostile fire. What's the source? Women in Military Service for America, Memorial Foundation Defense. And in the Iraq War, the 100th female combat fatality occurred July 5th, 2008. Huh? Huh? Were we over the top of it again? But see, they will take that. Some of you out there, some of you who are already embedded with that delusion, that spirit of delusion, some of you women out there, I'm sorry, just telling you the truth. You got your feminist feathers up and all in a ruffle. You got them all up in a ruffle. And see, we're in the, we walk into our churches where you go to an event and the event is full of women. Why? Because they've taken the fight out of men. They've taken the fight out of men. We stand where we are today because men, Christian men, can I say that? Christian men stood up and defended the wives and their children and their country. Christian men. And now, don't you see it, folks? And now what do they want to do? They want to make sure there's no difference between men and women. No difference at all between men and women. Can you cack? Open your eyes. See what's going on. Spencer, I had another link there. What was that other link? I don't even know. Just more confirmation. Statistics, military. Look at this. Look at this. Number of military fatalities in all the major wars. So 620,000 people died in the Civil War. I don't even know if there's any women at all in the Civil War. We don't have records of it. 405,000 men, people died in the Second World War. Americans, 405,000. How many were women? 359, something like that. What? World War One? 116,000 men died. People died. 300 of them were women. Okay, I'm not going. Okay, now I'm not going. I'm not going to keep after it. But you get it, right? You get it. Share that. Share that little clip that I played, and then keep this stuff in reserve. So when the feminists call you, you got to say, okay, dude, here it is. Huh? Anybody good in math? What would 358 be a percentage out of 405,399? That'd be COVID statistics, wouldn't it? That'd be COVID statistics. The same amount of women died in the war, died from COVID now. Oh, my God, help us. Oh. I'm getting better. I'm feeling better. I'm just looking over here. Let me open it up. Mark, you wanted to come in earlier. Go ahead. Come on in, Mark. Then Michelle.
Where's our curiosity? Where is our curiosity? I believe that knowledge enables us to see the delusion. The people without curiosity are buried in the system, buried in the world. Their head is so far up the world's butt that they don't understand all this going on around them. There's no curiosity to help people read below the headline.
Right.
And without knowledge, you can't do judgment. I've determined that knowledge enables you to judge accurately. It's this curiosity that drives you to knowledge that helps you to judge. That's all I want to say, Coach.
And Mark, you have to have a love of the truth. You have to trust but verify. Somebody tells you to put an injection in your arm, and you don't even have a curiosity to investigate it. Can I tell you what it is, folks? It's a strong delusion. It's a strong delusion. Hey,
amen.
When we were down in New Orleans, down Dale's, they held me down and maybe made me eat a crawdad. Remember that? Woo-hoo. Not a crawfish, a crawdad. They held me down and they tortured me and they stuck one of those things. And you know why? You know why they were mad at me? Because I was the only guy in the room asking, what's this thing eat? What's in this thing? And so I did some research. Said, ooh, I ain't eating that thing. But Dale and those guys held me down, made me take the jab. Right? Come on, it'll be good for you. Made me take the jab. Now, you get the comparison, right? Dale made me feel better. Said, most of these things are grown in ponds and this kind of stuff. So Maybe they're not eating as much poop, but they're eating some, right? But yet, everybody goes around and eats crawfish because everybody says they're good. I look at this, I ain't eating that thing. I ain't taking no jab. Come on in, Dale. Or I'm sorry, Rochelle, then Dale.
Oh.
Can't hear you, Rochelle. Can't hear you. Nope, still don't hear you. Dale, come in while she gets it figured out.
All right, Coach, real quick, man. I mean, the fact of this jab, right? They're telling us to trust something that the FDA has never approved, yet they're telling us that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine that has been around for 5 decades is bad for you, that's been approved by the FDA. Where's the ludicrousness in this?
Well, we don't have any curiosity. We don't have a love of the truth. We do not have a love of the truth. Spencer, real quickly, pull up the link that says CDC test. Pull it up for me. Hang on, Rochelle. I'll get to you in just a second. Folks, and if we don't have a love for the truth, the Bible says he's going to send us a strong delusion. This is from yesterday. I don't know if I got a chance to show it yesterday or not, so I'm showing you again today. The CDC quietly revokes the RT-PCR emergency use authorization because they counted COVID-19 and influenza together. In other words, folks, the tests are bogus. Any one of you out there who've had a COVID test, they are bogus. They do not work. Can I tell you why they don't work? Because the COVID test, if it registers at all, picks up any one of the COVID flus. There's all kinds of them, right? They've never isolated COVID-19. So they've been doing these COVID tests. And when you come up positive, you come up positive with a flu, maybe not COVID-19. So what do? They quietly revoked it. Now, Spencer, hang on. I'm coming back to you, Rochelle. Spencer, pull up the other one, the truth about the COVID. The next one, this is from Mike Adams, I believe. Look at this. CDC withdraws fraudulent PCR testing protocol that used to falsify COVID positives to push the pandemic. It's the same story. The CDC is no longer said, hey, don't use those tests anymore. After they've tested how many people and how many people took a vaccination because the tests were fraudulent. What is it? We don't love the truth, do we? We don't love the truth. Boy, are they attacking Mike Adams. Boy, are they attacking Sherry Tenpenny. Boy, are they attacking Judy Mikovits. I got another one here. Oh, my. Why? Because they want to make sure you don't love the truth. Because if you love the truth, you're not going to be controlled. Come on in, Rochelle.
Okay, I hope this is working.
Yep.
Okay. So I had two things. I had read that they want to, you know how when young men turn 18, they have to register for the draft? Not that we have a draft that's active right now, but, well, I read in Congress there's a bill now that's going to make that also required of young women. Now, it hasn't passed yet, but that's the language of it. So be careful what you wish for, ladies. Number one.
Yeah.
And then the other thing has to do with what you read this morning in Thessalonians. That's a little bit of prophecy there, Coach. You're dipping your toes into some
yeah, prophecy. Yeah. I'll get myself in trouble.
One third of our Bible is prophecy. You guys want to throw out one third of your Bible, knock yourself out. But let me tell you something. It makes your faith stronger because when you can see the Almighty tell the end from the beginning, these are baby steps into trusting him with everything you've got.
Amen. Hey, Rochelle, here's the whole thing about that entire verse, chapter of Thessalonians. The Lord sends the delusion, folks, not the devil. Not the devil. Lord says, okay,
right.
you don't believe it? You want to just believe anything? Go for it, baby. Go for it if you want to. Go ahead, Reggie. I can't hear you, Reg.
I didn't realize I had my hand up.
Okay. Cool. Craig, come on in.
Sorry, Coach, there's a little background noise. I'm driving the truck.
That's okay.
Hey, you know, the PCR test, right? Okay, yep. Let's look at it this way. So, Coach, I'm your principal, and you were a teacher. I said, you know, Coach, you ain't getting enough A's. You ain't doing your job. You say, oh, okay. So then you go and you say, okay, hey, kids, we're not going to make 90 an A anymore. We're going to make 70 an A. So here's your test. So how many more A's you think you're going to get, Coach?
Yeah, go get a lot of A's. That's right.
That's what they did with the PCR test. They set the standards lower so it would have higher results of people who had coronavirus spike proteins. And then they manipulated that to create the fear.
It was a fraud from the beginning, Craig. A fraud from the beginning, friends. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. What they've done to us. Joseph, come on in. Dale, did you want to still come back in? You got your hand up. Okay, I'll get you in a minute. Go ahead, Joe.
Poor Fauci. Is it funny when rats start jumping the ship, especially with Bill Gates and the other dude there that bought this COVID-19 test site?
Hey, Joe, let me ask you something. Where are the conservative Republicans? Where are those guys in Washington, D.C.? How come nobody's speaking out, calling this thing out?
Funny how people jump in a ship. The rats are falling.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm going to tell you why. They got something on every one of them, boys. They got something on every one of them, especially when you get into the pharmaceuticals. Oh, my goodness. They spread money like chocolate all throughout Congress. That's why Fox News all of a sudden has become pro-vaccine. Did you know that? That's why, I hate to tell you this, Ron DeSantis has tripped and fallen into that puddle as well. Vaccinations, everywhere you look. Tony, come on in. Hey, by the way, Tony, while I'm thinking of it, your videos won't open. On my computer, I can't get them open. I tried to watch them yesterday. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, well, you can just go on YouTube now, Tony's Deliverance TV, and see them.
Okay.
And anyway, well, I wanted to let you know, my wife's from the Philippines, and I helped her bring all of her children but one here. And that one isn't allowed to work because the president of the Philippines has instructed all employers that unless someone gets the jab, they're not allowed to work. So we have to support her.
Well, Tony, it's coming here. Our friend Lori, I'm sorry, Lori, not dropping dime on you here. Lori works for the VA, and an edict came down from on high yesterday. If you're going to work at the VA, you got to be vaccinated. And we know it doesn't work. Now, hang on. And we know the masks don't work. Yeah. We know the masks don't work. We know the vaccinations don't work. We know that Fauci said yesterday that the vaccinated are still going to have to wear masks. You saw that, didn't you, friends? It's a strong delusion. We're believing the lie everywhere we look.
You can't even pour a cup of coffee without having the jab. That's how bad it is.
That's where it's coming. Huh? Not over my dead body, as they say. Come on in there, Jerry.
Yeah, I was just going to add to what Tony said. Good morning, Coach. The jab, when it comes to that up here in Canada, they're already firing people if you don't take it. It's coming down to you getting a passport, and either you show it or you can't go to hockey games, football games. You can't go to a restaurant. It's going to get bad. It's coming.
Folks, are we going to put up with I got to say this real quick. I'll be right with you, Franklin Graham. Hang on. Hey, Jerry, I was telling Michelle yesterday, I got a couple new freezers yesterday. I said, man, I need Jerry's power. My electric bill is going to go sky high. Hey, friends, listen. It's so wicked. Do you guys know this? That there was no armed insurrection. What does it mean? Listen, let me talk to those of you on the second grade level. In order to be armed, that means you must be carrying a weapon. Armed could be a club. Armed could be a knife. Armed could be a chain. But for the most part in America today, armed means a gun. So in this insurrection, this armed insurrection, zero Americans have been arrested for gun violations. Did you know that, friends? Not one American was arrested in Washington, D.C. for a weapons violation. Let me talk real slow. Five would be a lot, maybe. Four would be a lot. Three would be a lot. Two would be a lot. One would be zero. Zero, yet they continue to call it an armed insurrection. Now, listen to me. They're working hard now to impanel what? Well, they want to impanel a group of congressmen to study the armed insurrection. Can I tell you what's going on? You sitting down? Impeach Trump number three is coming. Impeach Trump number three. They're going to get these people together, talk about this horrible, horrible armed insurrection, and say Donald Trump did it. He caused it all, and we'll impeach him so he can never be president of the United States. Folks, follow the monkey trail. That's where it's heading. They still today talk about armed insurrection. The most horrible thing to ever happen in the United States of America. Really? Sort of like Waco. Worse than Waco, was it? Huh? Works in Waco? And I don't think it's worse than Waco. Worst thing that's ever happened. See, it's the worst thing that ever happened because those public, not servants, those public, whoever they are rulers, didn't like the people poking back at them. That's what happened. Come on in there, Dr. Graham, then Jack, then Myra. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Coach. So let's go back to Seth Rich. Seth Rich was killed in a robbery.
Was it an armed killing, you think, Vinny?
It was an armed killing.
Okay, it was an armed insurrection on Seth Rich. Okay, go ahead.
An armed insurrection on Seth Rich, but they never took anything. So I don't understand how they classified that as a robbery.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this whole thing with the PCR test, understand, people, that they knew. I just want to reiterate the point. They knew exactly what this was going to do. This is why Carrie Mullis is dead, because Carrie Mullis is the guy who could prove that the PCR test doesn't differentiate between the coronavirus and every other rhinovirus. That's all it is. That's all it is. All right. I said over a year ago, the mask didn't work. I've had asthma for 36 years. If you want to know about breathing impairments, I'm the guy to ask. I tried wearing a mask for a block and a half, and I already felt myself passing out, and I took it off, and that's the last time I had to wear one.
Well, Vinny, the question isn't whether you'll wear one, it's can they make you?
Well, they can't, because it's slave training. I'm no slave.
Right. They can't make you do it. That's the battle, folks. Because they're coming back with masks. I promise you, they're coming back. Come on in, Jack.
Yeah, Coach, the whole thing comes down to our silence over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years has been our consent to this. And now we're at the point where we've consented to our own demise. We better start getting serious about it, because we're just going down the slippery slope. But we've been on the slippery slope for 20 years. I have been doing it for a long time.
So, Jack, it's like my spouting. My spouting overflowed. When I started spouting, you know what I said? Golly, I should have cleaned that out sooner.
Yeah,
exactly. I should have cleaned that out sooner.
Now, why are we discussing vaccine passports? Why are we discussing vaccine passports? It's not going to happen. It's a red herring. The vaccine passport is already in your pocket. It's called Real ID. It's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. And we keep saying, well, but it's not that bad. It is. It's here. It's that bad.
There's no redress of grievances, brother. Come on in, Myra. Then Kevin.
Good morning, Saints. In regard to the shot, all I have to say is Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Just put the armor of God, because they're coming against all of us.
They hate Christians. Put it on, right? All the wiles of the devil. Against all the wiles of the devil. Kevin, come in, then Mark. Come on, Kevin. Rochelle, I'll get to you, I promise. Go ahead.
I did have a spiritual weapon when I was with you guys in D.C., and it was called a shofar. And it's God's trumpet. So that.
So you were armed, weren't you, Kevin? I'm sorry, you were.
I was armed. I was armed. Yeah. I was armed with God's trumpet, and I was calling him down, and he was listening to us, and he moved across that crowd. On top of that, I've been a real estate agent and broker now for 23 years. If I offer a customer or client any kind of inducement, if I offer them a $20 bill to list their property with me, I'm subjecting my license to sell real estate to be revoked, not just suspended, but revoked. But yet we got governors, we got people all across, even the Newton County Health Department, offering $3,100 gift cards for anybody that'll take the jab. Governor of Missouri is offering 900 people $10,000 for taking the jab.
Mm-hmm.
These people need to be removed from office.
Well, that's just a bit. Oh, I got so much I want to say, Kevin. So much. God bless you, man. Come on in, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah, doing great. You know, we keep chasing lies, you know, and what we don't understand is most of our culture is living on settled lies. And here's what I mean. This really slapped me in the face Sunday morning. We had a girl in our home group who's from the Congo. She just recently came back from the Congo, went back to visit her parents. She's going to change the world back in the Congo. She's studying to be a doctor over at Ohio State and do all sorts of stuff. So she came back, and I asked her, oh, I mean, did you have to have a vaccine to go? Were you quarantined? And she goes, well, no, there's no COVID in the Congo. I'm kind of ignorant as to Africa. I'm like, well, what are you talking about? She goes, Africa is very, very not affected by this virus. I looked at her and said, well, any idea why that is? And she goes, well, malaria is still pretty prevalent there. And so all the people there are on, you know, hydroxychloroquine. And so therefore, and you know, that's a lie that you know, it's a settled lie. A year ago, Fauci and everybody came out and said hydroxychloroquine didn't work. And so our culture was like, well, it didn't. So they move on. You know, we just keep chasing lies. Yeah,
settled lie.
Came back and just slapped me in the face. She goes, oh, they're on hydroxychloroquine, right? Nobody has COVID in Africa. And I was like, holy cow.
Settled lies, Mark. Settled lies. What a, that's the phrase of the day. Settled lies. My. That's it. Bless you. Come on in, Larry and Reggie.
I just want to say two things. Number one, amen, Jack. We're where we're at because we haven't taken action and we haven't stood up before now. And if we don't stand up and face it now, we're going to be in a worse situation in the future. And amen, Myra. Put on that armor, but remember that armor has nothing covering your back. That means you got to face the enemy. And when you're facing the enemy, you better be moving forward.
That's right. And Myra, I got your back. Come on in, Reggie.
Thank you, Coach. And thank you yesterday for responding to me. Yesterday was a crazy day. Oh my gosh. So I had actually a lot of talk about COVID to me, and I got some people texting me because they're scared now because those lines were drawn and now they're getting pushed to that edge. And so what I'm hearing is, well, maybe I should get the jab, but pray that the Lord will make it ineffective. I said, oh my God, I can't even believe this is what's happening to people, even Christians that said they weren't going to get it. They're saying, well, they're presuming on God's mercy and grace. At that point, you've crossed the line. You're no longer on God's side. You have just caved.
You've believed a lie, right?
Amen. Amen, Reggie.
You've believed the lie. Folks, because we don't love the truth, God's going to send us a delusion, strong one. We're going to believe lies. We're going to believe settled lies. Phrase of the day. Come on in, Rochelle, then Dale.
Hey, okay, thank you. I just had a comment, and guys, don't hate me. I know everybody here, not everybody, but a lot of you love Trump. And guys, we need to be very, very skeptical of these people who are pretending to be on our side. DeSantis, listen, I saw a comment from Trump, and I don't know, it's not a tweet, but whatever social media he's got now. And it said, well, I don't know, Trump, you were the one in the White House. You could have found out that information. All of this is just to make us think we've got a voice. He's the one who started this Operation Warp Speed. He's the one who I just want everybody to open your eyes and think logically. Don't believe the lie. Don't believe the lie. Ron DeSantis here in Florida, we were all praising this no vaccine passports, okay? Well, if you read the bill, it makes it legal for them to forcefully give you a vaccine. So all of these things they do that we think it's good and it's on our side, when you look into them and you think logically and critically, they're not on our side. They all want the same
folks.
Thing.
You don't get in high positions in government without having your soul sold to somebody. That's what I'll say. Come on in, Dale, or was it Dale? Dale then, yep. Then Bernie.
Yes, sir, brother. Let me tell you what I think. What Reggie was just talking about, we're hearing a lot of that. I got a lot of friends in the medical field, and that's exactly it. They're bullying them in, threatening them. Now you got them in the government, making them take it, and then the people are going to come across with that cowardly tone to where they can manipulate God. And you said it. the falling away must first happen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37 says, yet in a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Let me tell you what, if you're not ready, he's not waiting for you. But my righteous ones shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of our soul. Right, Coach?
That's it, man. That's it. I'm in a hurry. Come on in, Bernie. Good word, Dale.
Okay. Comes back down, Coach, to who is your authority and who do you trust? And you have to understand that these people get bad counselors. We need to pray that God will frustrate the counselors of these evil people. And we also need to know that if righteous people get bad counsel, they can fall into these same things. It's just that we start to doubt the word of God. Somebody says, "Oh, well, science says evolution." It's like, then pretty soon you're like, "Well, maybe the Bible didn't really tell me right. Maybe there's something that this, they're both really right." But no, it's a lie.
It's a lie. It's a lie. We don't love the truth. And because we don't love the truth, the Lord's going to send a delusion. It's a lot easier for us to believe lies. Kevin, and then Craig. Did you want to come in, Kevin, or did you just not take your hand down? Craig, come on in.
Just a question, Coach. Is settled lies the same thing as settled science?
Settled lies, they do go hand in hand, don't they? Settled lies and settled science. Unbelievable. Debbie, come on in.
Oh, I just want to address a little bit what Rochelle was saying. What they want to do is they can't mandate it until the FDA approves it, because then it's not experimental. So the big signal will be when it comes out that the FDA has approved it. And they are fast tracking that as fast as they can.
Folks, so listen.
The caveat to the bill.
They got to cover their tracks, friends. They are so far into this that now they have to cut. Hey, listen. The FDA, they wouldn't be politically controlled, would they? No. Why, no. Those people that sit on the FDA, why, they are pastors in their spare time. They're elders at their church. They would never, ever, ever go along with being bribed by money or being threatened. That would never, ever happen to them. So I can promise you this. The CDC, the FDA, is going to approve the vaccination for a liabilities position. The doctors are all going to say, well, the FDA approved it. What was I supposed to do? You see it? You see the strong delusion, the loving of lies? Rochelle, your hand's still up. I don't know if you wanted to come in or not. I'll give you a chance. I don't think you did. I think you just didn't take your hand down. Somebody help me wrap it up here. Mark Trump, Friday. You're not going to miss it, because the stuff he sent me is mind-blowing. In fact, Mark said, I want to talk to you and Michelle. I want to explain it to you. It's, folks, you can feel it, can't you? Can feel it. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Can you feel it? Something happening. Dale, go ahead. Going to help me out.
Amen, brother. Just with Mark, I mean, I've been following, listening to this Dr. Martin, and you've had some of the video. I just sent another one. He goes on and talks about this thing was made in China, computer nanobot thing, brother. And this guy was spot on exactly what's going on, brother.
He's not the FDA, Dale. He's not the FDA. How can you trust him? How can you trust him over the Center for Disease Control? How can you trust him?
Hey, Coach, I also know some abortionists that are deacons in their church.
Yeah, or were, right? And by the way, approved by the Centers for Disease Control and the FDA, I think, both of them, right? Oh, come on. So, Coach, what are you saying? Let me wrap it up this way. I've been doing this show for 5.5 years, and I've been saying for the whole time, the battle is over the truth. And you're going to have to make a decision in your life from this point on. Are you going to believe the truth enough to stand up and defend the truth? Or are you going to fall into that miry clay of, I'm not going to open my mouth? I'm not going to do it. When I stand before the Lord, I'm going to tell the Lord this. Lord, I may have missed the mark in a lot of ways, Lord, but I was blowing my horn, my voice like a trumpet. I was lifting my voice like a trumpet, Lord, every chance I got. And Lord, I loved you and I loved the truth so much. I didn't care if other people loved me. I didn't even care about it, Lord. I was trying to do what I could to defend you because I know that it's only the truth, if you believe it, that sets us free. I'm going to do all I can to continue to declare the truth, no matter how much it makes people mad. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Amen, Coach.